The more I'm reading and the more that I'm thinking about the internet at the moment, the more I believe that there is a fundamental social shift happening online that really alters everything, really. Alters the way that we market and we communicate and we sell with one another. And it's a kind of combination of different bits of a jigsaw that's fitting together in my mind in terms of how all of this works. So I just posted a post about persuasion and encouraging people to do what you want them to do online and off. And at the heart of all of that was really a kind of about presenting your arguments well, about being open and honest about what you're trying to achieve and who you are. I talk about disarming honesty in that post. And that alongside a case study that Anna Debenham has written about innocent smoothies and why they're so successful at corporate blogging and mailing. And then alongside that, you've got a TED video I recently came across, where the guy was talking about how actually the whole of the internet is built on trust and openness and honesty, and really there are very little safeguards, and that when things go wrong, we kind of rally together to fix them. And it's this openness and honesty and transparency again that comes through. I remember reading a post a while back talking about how social media is changing marketing, and about some of the different ways. And again, it was that we're not selling so much. You know, we're not marketing at one another so much. And at the heart of all of these different bits that are flying around at the moment is this idea of relationship rather than sales. Building a relationship with potential customers, building a relationship with your readers and your users, rather than trying to convince them of something, rather than pushing forward your agenda, rather than going in with a marketing strategy or a business plan or any of this kind of stuff, but rather drawing people to you, building a community, building relationship, and moving forward together. I know it all sounds a bit arsey, doesn't it? But I really believe that the sites that are being successful at the moment are sites that are kind of taking this kind of relationship-driven approach to running a business. I mean, it's certainly what's made Headscape successful. You know, I've built a relationship with people via Boag World. You know, I've really kind of developed a community of people, drawn people to me and the stuff that I'm sharing and that I'm talking about. And those people, in turn, are evangelists for me. They're evangelists for Headscape. They're going out and talking about the work that we do, our thinking, and that kind of stuff. And that's a powerful tool when it comes to marketing. I've got a relationship with the people that I talk to, and they're recommending me as they would recommend a friend. And there's nothing manipulative or clever about that. It is simply sincere connections between people. It's how it used to be, where, you know, back in the day, you would pick somebody that you went, you know, when you needed something fixing or you needed to buy something, you would go to the man that your friend knew and recommended, before the days of big marketing and TV advertising and that kind of stuff. And I think there's a real renaissance on that. So as you're building your site, and as you're thinking about the direction your site's going, concentrate and put an emphasis on building relationship and community with people rather than just talking at them. Make it a two-way interaction and see if you can't build something quite special and quite remarkable that stands out from the competition.